news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
There's still a few showers in the mix this morning, but a clearing in the next day. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a couple minutes. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear. State troopers say a car hit a deer at Highway 225 and I-65. Just waiting for the wreckers. No injuries there. And Grand Bay Fire and Rescue on the scene on an accident on Highway 188 in Lakeland Drive. So far downtown and across the Bayway, we look good. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with four diamond luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn a dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail. Call 338-5440. And I'm Kane with you at FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. And Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly with our headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An Alabama lawmaker wants to make saying the Pledge of Allegiance state law within our schools. House Majority Leader Nathaniel Ledbetter, a Republican from Rainesville, says that he was surprised last year to find that one of his grandchildren, a fifth grader at the time, did not know the Pledge of Allegiance, which then prompted him to file House Bill number 339. This would shift the authority from the Alabama Board of Education to state law, which would then require every school to start the day with the pledge. 43 states require the Pledge of Allegiance each day at school. That's according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Ledbetter wants the pledge in schools, but says students would not be required to say it, saying, quote, there may be some religious objections. We certainly don't want anybody made to do it, but it does keep the pledge in our schools. Back in 1943, U.S. Supreme Court decision West Virginia State Board of Education versus Barnett prohibits schools from requiring students to stand for or recite the pledge. No charges will be filed after a teenager running away from his parent dies after being hit by a passing vehicle. Locksley police confirmed the 15-year-old was hit Saturday morning and later died. Our news partners at WKRG are reporting that the teen was running away from a parent around 3 a.m. after he took the family vehicle without their permission. He ran across U.S. 31 near Locksley and was hit by a vehicle. Authorities confirmed the driver did stop after hitting the victim, who is not being identified at this hour. The teenager was taken to a hospital here in Mobile with severe head injuries and died Saturday night. The investigation does continue at this hour, but police say they do not intend to charge the driver with a crime. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Well thought out in that bill, because you know people say, no, they need to compel them to also say the pledge, not just have it. Yeah, picture the optics of that. kid for some reason doesn't say the pledge, and then you're like arresting him and dragging him out of third grade or something for that. Come on,
yeah, not good optics.
Good for that bill to keep the pledge as part of the school curricula, but not have any kind of enforcement. I know there will be people out there saying, "Hey, should enforce it." What does that look like? Really, play that through to the end. What does that look like?
Yeah, just do it the traditional way and have the kids shame them when the teachers aren't around. That's the way to do it.
It's a good old-fashioned way, shame and guilt, that is for sure. All right, coming up, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and News 5 coming up in just a minute here. You know what feels great? Paying off high-interest credit cards, getting a lower rate, and saving money. Well, I got a way for you to do that. Right now, you can refinance your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Get a fixed rate as low as 6.14% APR with auto pay. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. If you want to save even more, y'all can get an additional interest rate discount. Now, the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. Their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. 612, we'll check in with News 5 next.
Old Time Feed has a safe and effective solution to your mosquito problem without dangerous chemicals. Old Time Feed's customers have raved about the Spartan Mosquito Eradicator, the all-natural, incredibly effective, and easy mosquito kit invented by a Mississippian who knows about the Gulf Coast mosquito problem. Simply fill two traps that attracts the female biting mosquito and hang in two corners of your yard. She drinks the yeast solution and dies. Lasts 90 days, too. Say bye-bye, mosquitoes. Get it for the best price at Old Time Feed in Fairfield. Hope.
I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Area veterans may want to check out a job fair this Thursday at Fort Whiting Auditorium. The event is free and open to all job seekers, but veterans will receive priority service and early entry to the job fair at 9 Thursday morning. More than 80 employers will be on hand. Two police corrections officers are recovering after being attacked by an inmate. Monday morning, one of the officers went to check on 27-year-old Joshua Sanks. He was being held in lockdown for fighting other inmates. When the officer opened the cell door, police say he was knocked unconscious and tased by Sanks. A second officer, a woman, went to help, but was punched several times. The mayor of Pensacola says poor planning is to blame for flooding in the city. Mayor Grover Robinson tells News 5 before he took office, the city spent millions of dollars to resurface roads, but they did not pay attention to the drains below the streets. And Virginia completed its redemption story by taking down Texas Tech 85-77 in overtime to be crowned men's college basketball champion last night. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Let's face it, everyday expenses add up fast. Even if you watch what you spend, whether it's a trip to the grocery store or to the gas station, wouldn't it be nice to get something back? Well, with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn 2.5 APY on balances up to $25,000. So while the everyday expenses will always be there, get rewarded with Kasasa checking at Century Bank. We take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, APY annual percentage yield. Qualifications and rules may apply.
A new national champion in basketball, an important part of the Alabama basketball team, announces his return, and the Braves just keep on scoring and keep on winning. At 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. 1 year after becoming the first number one seed in NCAA history to lose to a number 16 seed in the first round, the Virginia Cavaliers are the national champions. UVA defeated Texas Tech in overtime last night, 85-77.
And Virginia with the all-time turnaround title.
Virginia's DeAndre Hunter scored a career-high 27 points, including a game-tying three-pointer with 12 seconds left in regulation to send the game to overtime.
Far side, Hunter.
In overtime, Virginia went a perfect 12 of 12 from the free throw line and scored the final 11 points to claim their first NCAA title as a program. Here's Cavs coach Tony Bennett after the game.
They stepped in the moment. They faced pressure through the year. We were smart at the end of the year with how much rest we gave them and prepared them. It's just, you know, a balance, and it obviously hit.
And turn away Auburn fans, Virginia's Kyle Guy was named the tournament's most outstanding player. As is now custom, following the game, oddsmakers posted the odds on the teams most likely to claim next year's national championship. Virginia is favored to repeat with 5-1 odds, followed by Duke and Kentucky at 8-1, then Gonzaga and Michigan State. Auburn currently has the 8th best odds at 20-1. New Alabama basketball coach Nate Oates is already proving to be a good recruiter, maybe great, by keeping the players that were contemplating a transfer to another school. Last week, John Petty announced that he would be returning to the team after a brief foray into the transfer portal. Yesterday, freshman point guard Kyra Lewis Jr. announced that he would also be returning to Tuscaloosa to continue his collegiate career. Lewis started all 34 games this year in his freshman season and led the team with 13.5 points a game. In women's basketball news, the Tennessee Vols announced former player Kelly Harper will be their next head coach, taking over after Holly Warlick was released following the season. Harper leaves Missouri State, where she led the Lady Bears to this year's Sweet 16. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Colorado Rockies 8-6 for their 6th win in 7 games. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit another home run, and Dansby Swanson had 3 RBIs in the victory. The Chicago Cubs shut out Pittsburgh 10-0. Reese Hoskins hit 2 home runs, leading Philadelphia past Washington 4-3. St. Louis ended the LA Dodgers 5-game win streak with a 4-3 victory. San Diego beat San Francisco 6-5 behind a go-ahead 2-run homer from Franmil Reyes in the 7th inning. Tampa Bay rode the hot arm of Blake Snell to a 5-1 win over the White Sox. Baltimore beat Oakland 12-4, but the Orioles' Chris Davis set a record no major league player wants to set. Davis went 0-for-3 at the plate, stretching his current hitless streak to 47 consecutive at-bats and breaking the record for the longest hitless streak by a position player in Major League history. Houston won their 4th straight with a 4-3 win over the Yankees. Seattle pulled away late to beat Kansas City 13-5, and the LA Angels beat Milwaukee 5-2. Here at home, the Mobile Bay Bears finished their 5-game opening homestand against Pensacola with a 7-5 win over the Blue Wahoos. Mitchell Cranston homered for the Bay Bears in the win. Mobile gets tonight off before beginning a 5-game road series at the Mississippi Braves tomorrow night. It's 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Celebrate the beauty and diversity of the Mobile Tensaw Delta during the 11th Annual Woods and Waters Expo, sponsored by the City of Spanish Fort and held at the Five Rivers Delta Center. Discover the Delta with us Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 4 in the afternoon. Have fun while learning through exciting interactive displays, hands-on demonstrations, and one-on-one instruction by experienced outdoorsmen, professionals, educators, and enthusiasts. Mark your calendar, April 27th. For more information, visit deltawoodsandwater.com.
Mobile Bay Area Southern Miss alumni are invited to an afternoon of Southern Miss Spirits, all-you-can-eat crawfish and entertainment at the 8th Annual Mobile Bay Crawfish Boil, Sunday, May 5th, 3 to 7 p.m. at the historic Malbus Community Center. Tickets are $30, available at southernmissalumni.com/upcomingevents. Come meet other alumni and incoming Southern Miss students, Sunday, May 5th, 3 to 7, historic Malbus Community Center.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s, and then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Jim Gaffigan, the Grammy-nominated comedian, actor, writer, best-selling author, and father of five, is coming to the amphitheater at the Warp Saturday, May 11th. And FM Talk is giving you the chance to exercise your funny bone and win tickets on Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile.
Part of the C Spire concert series, the Quality Time Tour.
Jim Gaffigan, coming to the amphitheater at the Warp in May. Win tickets every weekday morning and midday right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have some spotty showers through Mobile, Baldwin County, so be careful. As state troopers are on the scene of an accident where a car hit a deer at 225 and I-65, just waiting for the wreckers, at Grand Bay Fire and Rescue on the scene at Accident Highway 188 and Lakeland Drive. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road, now with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount off everything in the store. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 620 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Quick reminder, a podcast of this show and all the other shows that populate the FM Talk 106.5 universe waiting for you over at the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Click the podcast tab and you can get them a la carte there. Even better yet, we love you to subscribe at iTunes if you're an iPhone user, or Stitcher for Android folks, or even Spotify. You go there to get your tunes, or maybe the TuneIn radio app where you already stream the station live on your smartphone. They've got our podcast there as well. Check them out this morning. All right, 622, let's check out headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The deep divisions and strong resistance within the party, that was just too much, and that's why former State Senator Myron Penn of Bullitt County says he is withdrawing from the race for chairmanship of the Alabama Democratic Party. Last February, he said he'd challenged Chairwoman Nancy Worley, who has led the party since 2013. Worley was re-elected party chair last August. You see, enough complaints surfaced prior to recent elections, and the Credentials Committee of the Democratic National Committee found them so credible that they ordered the Alabama Democratic Party to conduct a new election to party leadership. Penn said that he has changed his mind about running in that new election, and one of the reasons was a letter from longtime state Democratic leader Joe Reed to Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez. He says that letter denounced the challenge to the previous election and the decision to order another election as a, quote, power grab by those who want to replace Worley, which includes U.S. Senator Doug Jones. Penn said, quote, "It appears to me that it would be extremely difficult for me to put into place a lot of the goals that I actually ran on. For example, to unify the party, to raise money, and to attract candidates." A sanitary sewer overflow has been reported in Pritchard, and now residents are being urged to take precautions when they encounter standing water. The Pritchard Water Works and Sewer responded to the intersection of Velma Street and West Highland Street on Sunday, April 7th. Dr. Bernard Eichel II, the health officer for Mobile County, is advising residents who have come into direct contact with untreated sewage to wash their hands and clothing thoroughly. An estimated 50 gallons was lost. The overflow, though, was self-contained and did not reach a body of water. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 623 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, another day, another sewage leak. I wonder what effect there that will have on whether they're going to, Gary Casper and the crew from the state will go after these alligators. You know, okay, so at certain times a year, there, if you do this job long enough, you know, there are certain times a year that certain stories will come up. It'll be probably next month, and let's say on the animal front, next month, April, May, May, we'll start getting the sharks in the Gulf story.
Okay,
those will come up. Sharks, and there's more sharks and whatever. So we'll have that. But right now it's alligator story. It's warmed up. You get a situation right now in the spring. You see a lot more alligators out because the water temperature is still cool, but the days are warm.
Mm-hmm.
Being cold-blooded creatures, they haul themselves out onto the land to warm up because the air temp is warmer than the water temp.
They're sunning, just like the teenagers at spring break.
That's right. That's what they're doing. The water temperature is colder than the air temp, so they come out and get a little sun. But see what sun does to your skin? Look at an alligator. Leathery. Be careful. But so it's this time of year you'll get all the alligators reported stories. I just wonder, you know, with these sewage leaks, you know, you have this latest alligator story, the alligator at Tricentennial Park, of course, that part of Three Mile Creek, that does itself get sewage overflows. So is it creating some kind of sewage gator or something like that? It's just something to worry about, how the sewage spills are affecting the gators.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't like the sewage leaks. Imagine how they feel.
No joke.
They live in it.
Yeah, but maybe it's fertilizer. Maybe that's why they're... I think the headline from folks over at MyNBC 15 was... it just said, okay, Mobile Animal Control responding to alligator at Tricentennial Park, which is great video, by the way, because they have the dog catcher vehicle, the one that has the... You know, it's like a panel truck. Not a panel truck. It's a pickup truck with a series of dog boxes or cat boxes or whatever on the back where you get the nuisance animal and put them in there. I'd like to, for them to put the alligator in the one of those boxes and take it back to headquarters and say, "Hey, y'all, empty out that box back there and open it up."
Some of those videos where they where animal control rounds up gators, and usually it comes out of Florida, but some of those can be like watching a world star fight video. I mean, I've seen the one where I think four guys lift up a gator and put him in the bed of a truck, and the gator's tail, they didn't tie it down good enough,
and it
whipped around and just completely ice cold KO'd one of the guys.
Oh yeah, the strength in that tail.
Yeah,
yeah. They and quite often the alligators, oddly enough, don't want to be in the back of the truck.
No, huh?
Who knew? But they don't want to be in the back of the truck. Yeah, I'm seeing some stories right now. They're rolling out of Florida as well. It's that time of year. So this time of year, the gators moving around. There's some he-in and a she-in going on in the gator world, and there is the fact that water temperature is still cooler than air temp, so their gators are hauling themselves out even more often. I mean, they are critters that live on land and water, but this time of year, more often, they're getting themselves out onto land to warm up because water temperature is still a little cool.
But you're going ahead and calling your shot. The in the A block next month, we're going to get a shark in the Gulf story.
Right, so you'll have A block gators this time of year, and then next month, May, Go ahead and mark it down. There'll be sharks in the Gulf story.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'll be shocked because, like, I always ask the question, well, where else are they supposed to be if the shark shows up here in Montlamar Creek behind our studios? Mm-hmm. That's a story.
Right.
Shows up in the fountain down at the mall.
That's a problem.
That's a story. But when they're just kind of doing their thing in the Gulf, I don't know. All right. All the way, I've got a story. We 6 days out from tax day. Some deductions here. How about tanning oil, cat food? I have a list of six outrageous tax deductions that the IRS approved. Quite often we have these stories that say, listen, with this person trying to deduct, IRS said no. In this case, these are deductions that actually passed muster with the IRS, and I'll list them for you. Also, a subject you and I have talked about, I don't know, on the air. Maybe we did a little bit. Yeah, we did a little bit on there. But off air, I know you and I have been looking over at Jazz Fest in New Orleans. And when they first rolled out the lineup, we said, holy cow.
Unbelievable.
How many incredible bands are playing. And the headliner, the Rolling Stones, you and I are both big fans. And so, man, this is awesome. Then we find out last week that because of a heart operation, heart condition, Mick Jagger is not going to be able to do it. So the Stones were out. So they replaced them with Fleetwood Mac.
Right.
Right? Pretty big name in the world of rock and roll music. Well, now Stevie Nicks has got the flu, so no Fleetwood Mac at Jazz Fest.
Uh-oh. It's cursed.
So I don't know who's next up to the cursed list. We'll get into that here in just a little bit. Check in with News 5 right now.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Criolla police are looking for an escaped inmate. Roderick Hill is considered armed and dangerous. He was taken from Metro Jail to Mobile Infirmary under police supervision. While there, Hill managed to escape. The mayor of Pensacola says poor planning is to blame for flooding in the city. Mayor Grover Robinson tells News 5 before he took office, the city spent millions of dollars to resurface roads, but they did not pay attention to the drains below the streets. One business owner says the flooding is not only bad for drivers, but bad for business, too.
It will flood on average about 6 to 8 inches when we have a lot of rain.
A new hemp dispensary is expected to be a hot topic at tonight's council meeting in Alberta. Seedless Green sells hemp products. Their sign with a large marijuana leaf caused quite a stir during last weekend's Alberta Sausage Festival. The owner hopes to answer questions people have about the business at tonight's meeting, which begins at 6. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Talking with my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. Austin, I see crews from Arrow all over town, all over Baldwin County. Y'all have expanded.
We did. We acquired Knockout Termite and Pest at the end of the summer last year, and we're happy to say Mike and Sonny and their teams on board with us is just making our team that much larger.
All right, because I know you've got east and a west location for Mobile.
We do. We have a North Baldwin, a Daphne, and a Foley location in Baldwin County.
So pretty much if they're listening to us right now, there's a location of Arrow close to them.
We can take care of your needs for sure.
All right, let's talk about that as we get into this time of year. Of course, mosquito season, as you've told us before, is pretty much year-round now. And we're looking towards swarming season for termites. So now's the time to get that evaluation. You're always talking about a home evaluation.
Yeah, absolutely. Call us and we'll get our home evaluator come out and do an inspection of the property and see what you particularly need on your particular house.
All right. Well, give us directions to find you online and that phone number.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
On Capitol Hill, Democratic members of a House Appropriations Committee panel will have the party's first chance to pepper Attorney General William Barr with questions about his handling of the Mueller report today. Voters in Israel are currently casting their ballots in the race between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and retired military chief Benny Gantz. Correspondent Oren Lieberman reports from Jerusalem following what is thought to be a close race.
The Central Elections Committee says numbers are down about 2%, but there's plenty of time to make that number up. And at 10 p.m. local, the polls close. We get our first look at the exit poll. And then actual results start coming in, and we'll see who's really in the lead here.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has arrived at German Chancellor Angela Merkel's office in Berlin, trying to secure the agreement of Britain's European Union partners for another delay to Brexit. Virginia beat Texas Tech last night in overtime, 85-77, to take the Cavaliers' first ever NCAA college basketball championship. U.S. stock futures slightly down this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Carlos Ghosn said in a video message released today he is innocent of all charges and his actions were twisted to make him appear greedy. The former chairman of Nissan and Renault was due to give a news conference on April 11th, but his arrest last week, the fourth since November, will prevent him from doing so. The video message was recorded a day before last week's arrest, as Ghosn believed it was imminent after reading Japanese news reports. Raymond James has downgraded Southwest Airlines, citing near-term earnings risks surrounding the grounding of the 737 MAX fleet, as analysts believe it could last into the summer. But they note that this is a one-time event and they remain confident in Southwest's ability to maintain its longer-term superior margins. They also say Southwest will benefit from international growth opportunities. Crude oil up 23 cents at $64.63 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. More rain yesterday here and there in Mobile and Baldwin County. What about this morning?
Well, we still have a few showers around. There's a low pressure area right over Alabama this morning, over central portions of the state. And all of the thunderstorm activity is now to the east of us. But we still have some kind of wraparound showers that are occurring across southwest Alabama and southeast Mississippi. And these showers will affect us for a good portion of the day. And then we should start to see some clearing this afternoon. It could be late afternoon and or possibly mid-afternoon, but things should start to improve. It's going to be a warm day today, about 78 degrees, and again with the scattered showers. But then tonight should be mostly clear, and we're going to cool down a bit, around 58 degrees for tomorrow morning. Wind will be out of the northwest, so we'll get some dry air. And then tomorrow should be a sunny day, and with plenty of sunshine and just a light wind out of the northwest, it will be up to about 84 to 85 degrees tomorrow afternoon. So that could be the warmest day so far this season. Looking ahead to Thursday, another nice day, mostly sunny and a high of about 80 degrees. After that, the rain comes back. And Friday will be mostly cloudy as a weak cold front moves in. So we'll look for a few showers on Friday with a high of 82 degrees. And then over the weekend, another front comes in, this one a little stronger, and it'll come in on Sunday. So Saturday will be mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, a high of about 80. And then Sunday, showers and thunderstorms with a high temperature near 80. And there's a possibility on Sunday we could see a few severe thunderstorms. After that, we clear off with some nice dry air for Monday and Tuesday with highs in the 70s. So we've got some showers today. Showers again on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Seems like this coming weekend, a little bit of an analog of the one that just passed with the chance of rain on Saturday and the bigger chance on Sunday.
That looks to be the case. Saturday will be the best day with just a few showers. But it looks like this disturbance that will be moving out of Texas is going to produce some severe weather across Alabama and Mississippi. And we could see a few strong thunderstorms here for Sunday when that front moves in.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because it wasn't in our neck of the woods, but upstate Alabama, they had tornadoes yesterday.
Yeah, they did. We got off rather lightly. We only had a little bit of rain, officially only 0.14. But yes, most of the activity was well to the north of us. And that those showers and thunderstorms are now over in southeast Alabama and the eastern panhandle. So for today, if you're heading over I-10, headed east into the panhandle of Florida, you will run into some of the thunderstorm activity, but you have to get over way near Tallahassee.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with forecast right here on FM Talk 106.5. Check your ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, car hit a deer, Highway 225 and I-65. State troopers are there on the scene, as Mobile Police Department have got another accident at Dolphin and Spring Hill. It's going to be right in the middle of the roadway. That's with injuries, so there's some debris. So far, across the Bayway to Causeway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, you're looking good. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Y'all say hello to my buddy Sid with Sexton Lawn and Landscape. I got to tell you something. So Sid's out at our house looking at our front yard, and you had your computer out there, and by the time you were finished, I had something to look at for a landscape design.
We're always trying to step up our game, I guess. And one of the things is that we're the landscape professionals. We know what it looks like. We know what it's going to look like. And so we're trying to communicate to you, the homeowner, a rendering. This is what we'll take a photo and we'll sketch over it. And this is kind of what we think it's going to be. And really all we're trying to do is make sure that our vision matches up with yours.
Yeah. And it's something that we can interact with you while y'all are there at their house.
Yeah. It's a real quick, easy process. Now, if we need to, and we're on the right track, we'll develop a detailed CAD drawing and we'll develop a plan that's going to serve you and something we can price off of. But what we really want to do is just not throw out a number. We want to make sure we're both on the same page.
All right. If you want to see what your landscape could look like, how to get in touch with y'all?
Well, you can give us a call, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher. The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt.
Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:40, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday, heading for that high right around 80, 78, says Dr. Bill, 64 now. Segment of the show brought to you by C Spire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more? Well, introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stacked managed solutions provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired. 6:41 and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The recovery efforts are now over in the search for a missing boater. Crews have recovered the body of Robert Ellison. 32-year-old Ellison was reported missing after a crash in the Mobile River early Thursday morning. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office confirms that Ellison's body was found in the river just south of the I-65 General Wilson Bridge. Authorities confirm Ellison was operating the boat when it hit something in the river around 1 a.m. Both Ellison and his passenger, Tasha Wood, were thrown from the boat. Wood was able to swim to the shoreline. Alabama State Troopers found the boat nearly a mile downstream from that crash site. A domestic dispute between a woman and her former boyfriend leads to her arrest. According to the Mobile County Sheriff's Department, 46-year-old Tammy Teresa Cash shot her ex-boyfriend, Henry Hallman, earlier at a home in 8 Mile on Monday. Hallman was shot in the leg, the arm, and they believe a bullet also may have grazed his chest. Authorities confirmed that Hallman was shot after he entered Cash's home. As for Hallman's condition, it has not yet been released, nor more details as to what may have led Hallman to enter that home and that shooting. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's White Sands RV Anniversary Sale April 8th through the 13th. Lowest pricing of the season, like $12,000 savings on the new FSX toy haulers. Lunch and door prices daily. Manufacturer reps on site. Join us on Highway 59 South in Summerdale or online, whitesandsrv.com.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Area veterans may want to check out a job fair this Thursday at Fort Whiting Auditorium. The event is free and open to all job seekers, but veterans will receive priority service and early entry to the job fair at 9 Thursday morning. More than 80 employers will be on hand. Two police corrections officers are recovering after being attacked by an inmate. Monday morning, one of the officers went to check on 27-year-old Joshua Sanks. He was being held in lockdown for fighting other inmates. When the officer opened the cell door, police say he was knocked unconscious and tased by Sanks. A second officer, a woman, went to help but was punched several times. The mayor of Pensacola says poor planning is to blame for flooding in the city. Mayor Grover Robinson tells News 5 before he took office, the city spent millions of dollars to resurface roads, but they did not pay attention to the drains below the streets. And Virginia completed its redemption story by taking down Texas Tech 85-77 in overtime to be crowned men's college basketball champion last night. I'm Jessica Taloney, WK KRG News 5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
A new national champion in basketball, an important part of the Alabama basketball team, announces that he will return, and the Braves keep on scoring and keep on winning. It's 6:45 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. 1 year after becoming the first number one seed in NCAA history to lose to a 16 seed in the first round, the Virginia Cavaliers are now national champions. UVA defeated Texas Tech in overtime last night, 85-77.
Virginia with the all-time turnaround title.
Virginia's DeAndre Hunter scored a career-high 27 points, including a game-tying three-pointer with 12 seconds left in regulation to send the game to overtime.
Far side, Hunter.
In overtime, Virginia went a perfect 12 of 12 from the free throw line and scored the final 11 points to claim their first NCAA title as a program. Here's Cavs coach Tony Bennett after the game.
They stepped in the moment. They faced pressure through the year. We were smart at the end of the year with how much rest we gave them and prepared them. It's just, you know, a balance, and it obviously hit.
Virginia's Kyle Guy was named the tournament's most outstanding player. As is now custom, following the game, odds makers posted the odds on the teams most likely to claim next year's national championship. Virginia is favored to repeat with 5-1 odds, the best in the field, followed by Duke and Kentucky at 8-1, then Gonzaga and Michigan State behind them. Auburn currently has the 8th best odds at 20-1. New Alabama basketball coach Nate Oates is already proven to be a good recruiter by keeping the players that were contemplating a transfer to another school. Last week, John Petty announced that he would return to the team after a brief foray into the transfer portal. And yesterday, freshman point guard Kyra Lewis Jr. announced that he would also be returning to Tuscaloosa to continue his collegiate career. Lewis started all 34 games this year in his freshman season and led the team with 13.5 points per game. In women's basketball news, the Tennessee Vols announced former player Kelly Harper will be their next head coach, taking over after Holly Warlick was released following the season. Harper leaves Missouri State, where she led the Lady Bears to this year's Sweet 16. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Colorado Rockies 8-6 for their 6th win in 7 games. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit another home run, and Dansby Swanson had 3 RBIs in the victory. The Chicago Cubs shut out Pittsburgh 10-0. Reese Hoskins hit 2 home runs, leading Philadelphia past Washington 4-3. St. Louis ended the LA Dodgers 5-game win streak with a 4-3 victory. San Diego beat San Francisco 6-5 behind a go-ahead 2-run homer by Franmil Reyes in the 7th inning. Tampa Bay rode the hot arm of Blake Snell to a 5-1 win over the White Sox. Baltimore beat Oakland 12-4, but the Orioles' Chris Davis set a record that no major league player wants to set. Davis went 0-3 at the plate, stretching his current hitless streak to 47 consecutive at-bats and breaking the record for the longest hitless streak by a position player in Major League history. Houston won their 4th straight with a 4-3 win over the Yankees. Seattle pulled away late to beat Kansas City 13-5, and the LA Angels beat Milwaukee 5-2. Here at home, the Mobile Bay Bears finished their 5-game opening homestand against Pensacola with a 7-5 win over the Blue Wahoos. Mitchell Cranston homered for the Bay Bears in the win. Mobile gets tonight off before beginning a 5-game road series at the Mississippi Braves tomorrow night. 6:48 now, FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Dolphin in Springdale wrapping up that accident right by the interstate. Shouldn't be affecting traffic too bad. Looks good so far from Airport and also Moffitt 65 traveling in from the Eastern Shore across the Bayway and the Causeway. We've had light traffic on the way in this morning. Jubilee Roofing today, Meekin Trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
I mentioned a little bit earlier, we're like 6 days away from tax day. I have a list of, not saying you should do these, but six unusual deductions that the IRS actually gave the thumbs up to. They approved. I'll get those coming up in just a second. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A startling scene in Level Plains as a man reported to be acting like a bird, flapping his arms and trying to get into passing vehicles, is arrested for attacking an officer. 51-year-old William Doran of Enterprise was arrested on Sunday. He's charged with second-degree assault and possession of marijuana. Local news affiliates report that Doran was standing in the road near a convenience store displaying very disturbing behavior when an officer arrived and approached Doran. Well, Doran attacked that officer with a flashlight. The officer called for backup, and once help arrived, Doran was arrested. The injured officer was taken to a hospital for treatment of a head wound and is expected to make a full recovery. As for Doran, he remains in jail. No bail has been set. A traffic alert is especially in effect this week as you're urged to slow it down when it comes to construction zones in honor of National Work Zone Awareness Week. This year's theme is Drive Like You Work Here. The week generally kicks off the road construction season and is a reminder to all drivers to use even more caution in work zones. Several events are planned for this week. Today, workers will attend the Mobile City Council meeting wearing their safety vests. On Wednesday, that's designated as Wear Orange Day in honor of those who have lost their lives in work zones. Back in 2017, there were more than 3,000 work zone crashes in the state of Alabama, with 31 of those being deadly. And just last month, 40-year-old construction survey worker Clay Crutcher. He was killed while working on Dolphin Island Parkway near Woodland Drive here in Mobile when he was hit by a vehicle. There is a makeshift memorial in his honor which stands in the median when you pass that crash site. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 653 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, you know, today they're wearing orange down the council meeting. Tomorrow is the Wear Orange in memory of those that have died working on those construction sites on the roadways. One of the interesting angles is even though most of the workers now are wearing safety yellow and not safety orange, blaze orange, which, you know, I think more of us have, right? Mm-hmm. Any of us that hunt in the state of Alabama, gun hunt, we probably have some orange to put on. But yeah, that was one of the things I talked about yesterday with Skip Poe from ALDOT is they all wear yellow, but this week is wear orange. And by the way, a lot of interesting statistics and discussion about the roadways here in Alabama, construction projects, why they work at night, why they work during the day, which roads they work on, a bunch of detail. He was on with us yesterday in the midday show, so if you want to go back and check out the podcast, the second hour of the Monday edition of Midday Mobile, the lead off two segments are with Skip Poe from ALDOT, And you can check that out over on our podcast tab at the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Or if you subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher or get through Spotify or TuneIn Radio, those podcasts are waiting for you. Just check out Midday Mobile, Monday, hour number two. All right, I mentioned this story. I thought it was interesting. USA Today has a story headlined, Cat Food and Tanning Oil. Six outrageous tax deductions that the IRS approved, okay? There's also a list of ones they did not approve, but I thought this was interesting. Ones that made it through. Clarinet lessons. That's okay. A deduction. Okay, 1962, the IRS ruled that a taxpayer could deduct the cost of a clarinet and clarinet lessons for his son because an orthodontist recommended playing the instrument as a way to treat his severe overbite.
Mm-hmm. So the clarinet, interesting.
So clarinet was supposed to work there. 1944, the U.S. tax court said a taxpayer from Cleveland could write off almost $1,000 for costs related to sending his daughter to a boarding school in Tucson, Arizona. Now remember, this is $1,000 in 1944. The five-year-old girl suffered from chronic bronchitis, sinusitis, asthma, and was sent to school in warmer weather for her health on doctor's orders. Her health improved, and the deduction was considered a medical expense, not educational expense.
Hmm. She pulled the old Doc Holliday, moving for the lungs.
That's right. And a lot of people have done that over the years. This one, tanning oil. From 1999 to 2001, this Wisconsin bodybuilder deducted almost $14,000 in taxes. 14 grand in taxes for the cost of three body oils, including a tanning product that helped his career. U.S. tax court allowed the business expense write-off because the oils were primarily marketed in bodybuilding magazines instead of sold to the public. So 14 grand in oils and tanning products. That was an approved write-off by the IRS.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, it gets better. 1988, an exotic dancer.
Okay.
Exotic dancer wrote off about $2,000 for the depreciation of her breast implants.
No.
Arguing to the U.S. tax court that the implants were, quote, a stage prop, end quote, that boosted her earnings substantially. Before the implants, she made up to $750 a week. After her earnings in a 20-week period were $70,000 or about $3,500 a week.
I think I've heard that episode of Dave Ramsey. Once you take them off the lot, they start to depreciate.
That's right there immediately. That's when you want to buy some used ones.
Right.
A U.S. tax court ruled that her implants, size 56N, as in Nancy, after the second surgery, were for work rather than personal benefit, and so therefore the IRS allowed the deduction. All right, 1971, to treat severe allergies to chemically contaminated food, a Chicago couple said they could only eat pricey organic food prescribed by three different doctors. Pair deducted this as a medical expense, the difference in the price between the organic food and regular food treated with chemicals. U.S. tax court green-lighted a $3,000 deduction in that case. And then a South Carolina scrapyard owner in 2001 wrote off $300 for the cost of cat food as a business expense, claiming the food attracted wild cats to their business that helped scare off snakes and rats, and the deduction was approved. So some kind of wacky approved deductions by the IRS over the years that point out that those implants were 56N.
N
as in Nancy. Yes.
Wow.
All right, hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next.